So what I want to do now is I want to introduce you to a new friend. I haven't known her for very long, but it just so happened that I met her when I was with the fabulous Gene Montristelli. We found ourselves having dinner with Brad Yates and one of his friends in town, and they told us that there was this woman that we didn't know yet named Lee Uhara, and there she is, smiling at you right there. And Lee was a tapper I didn't know about in the city. Imagine that. And so we did have the opportunity to work together briefly to do a soft launch of the International Tapping Month, which is August, by the way, in case you're wondering. And so this year, she's going to be doing a hard launch. I guess, I don't know how you call it. But anyway, the soft launch, we decided to try a bunch of things, and it taught us a bunch of things. And so among other things, she's a mom, she's a wife, she's got a business in New York, and she's got children probably running around since we're all stuck in the house together, and she lives. This is great. She also does a podcast, which cracks me up. The way it's called is Tapping Like a Mother, and I went, I could take that several different ways, but she's going to tell us all about it, because what she does, I think a lot of us need, which is how to up-level your business and how to take your business more into a digital platform, because even before this crisis that we're in, she was already working on that, because so many of us need that kind of support and information and distillation. And so I was very pleased that she offered to do that. So this year, not only is she coming to talk about how to build that business as a New York City businesswoman and a tapping practitioner, but she's going to teach us a little bit about how we could promote that better, who you are and what you do on platforms that are more crucial than ever right now. And then, as I promised, we're going to be listening to Anne Ryan in Ireland on your podcast sometime. So you raffled that off so beautifully. So without further ado, I think I'm just going to say, hey, Lee, tell us how to do that.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for asking me to participate this year. It is my first. And I just want to take a moment to say thank you, because I see some familiar names. And you all were so gracious in helping us with the soft launch of International EFT Tapping Month. And save the date, June 20th. I'll talk about that later. But yes, I was asked to talk about social media and digital presence in a very friendly way. So this is Up-Leveling Your Digital Presence 101. I'm going to share my screen because I do have slides, and that is what I'll be working on right now. And so without further ado, if you can, great. So, and Jean and Chris, I haven't met you personally, but if you let me know if there's any tech, thank you so much for being part of the team and helping me. I know I might need help. So, again, I am Lee Uehara, and I have the podcast EFT Tapping Like a Mother, International EFT Tapping Month, and my own practice, Mind to Body EFT. And really what you need to know about me is I get excited about sharing things. I used to be a former teacher. And so I'm hoping that I can excite some of you all to jump into social media. And so so here's a little social media humor. Just take a moment. I personally like Pinterest and YouTube depictions. So really, if you all have a desk like this at home, currently I'm sitting at my kitchen table, you don't need to see what's behind this blue screen, is this. And that's essentially what social media digital presence is. It's taking your desk of all your wonderful goodies and putting them out online. Okay, so now the question is, why social media? Why do I need a digital presence? Why? Why now? Why ever? A very, very simple reason. You. Connection. Sharing your gift. Being of service to others. And later on, I think there's an awesome marketing presentation by Alina Frank and Craig Wiener. And so this is going to dovetail and piggyback off that very nicely. And so really, you want to have a digital presence so that you can connect. And there's a formula. It's very easy. It's you and a box, and then you post it or upload it. Now, what goes in that box is up to you, whether it's a picture, a quote, video or audio, we'll talk about that, or simply a blog or bits of your blog. And I just want to stop for a moment and check in. You can put it in the chat to discuss with the other participants, but what comes up for you when you think of social media and embracing, as John Dee likes to say, embracing and integrating into the digital world? What comes up for you? And this isn't necessarily a tapping session per se. However, I do welcome you to just start tapping along if it gives you any kind of, right? Because putting yourself out there can be a big, big thing, right? It can be scary. And I, again, am here to impart some enthusiasm for using social media and digital presence to benefit you and to connect with others in a way that is authentic. You can be you. Notice the big you in green. You can be yourself and use social media the way that is authentic to you. So let's get started. We're going to talk about Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and the most underutilized one of them all, Pinterest. Now, maybe you're on it for other reasons than EFT tapping or your modalities or your healing gifts and services and products. And I implore you to rethink that, and I will tell you why in just a moment. So first, let's accept where we are. And because I was a former teacher, I feel like I still am. So most of my presentations have hands-on time. I'm not going to make you raise your hand, but we are going to do some hands-on activities. So the first one is accept your flow. And to do that with social media and digital presence, what are your thoughts about them? And you may want to jot that down. And then also decide, what if you could, what do you prefer to post? Is it photos? Is it text or quotes, video, MP3s, or audio? And if you could choose just one right now, which sounds like, yeah, I could do that, write it down. Because we've got to accept where we are, right? And I have to tell you, a couple of years ago, before I jumped into it, I didn't want to be on social media at all. I had a Facebook, I opened all the accounts, but I never did anything with them for years. And so if that's where you are today, great. Hopefully this will give you the next step that you want to take, right? And so the other thing too is nothing is ever set in stone. You can change it up. You can try one thing, do something else. So now, think for a moment. What is your service or your product? What are you most wanting to share with the world? And then what's one tip or a recent photo that you would love to share or that you have shared and you'd like to share even more? And what interesting things can you say about it? That's really all it is. So now, do this for yourselves. In your notebook or in your stylus, whatever it is, draw this square and these two rectangles, okay? Just draw them. Because again, I said it's you and a box and posting. That's it. That's the formula. So draw these boxes, if you will. Make them big enough where you can draw a stick figure if you need to. And so now ask yourself, what would you like to most put in that box? Square is for Instagram. The horizontal rectangle is for Facebook generally and Twitter. And then the rectangle, the vertical rectangle is for Pinterest. So draw some text, write some thoughts. I'll give you about 10, 15 seconds to do that. And really, it doesn't, again, have to be perfect. And again, stick figures. I'm not a very good artist either, but sometimes you have an idea and you can just sketch it out or doodle. And maybe it's not a stick figure. Maybe it's words. Maybe it's a color. And we're going to talk about color briefly coming up. All right. So, and again, if you have any questions, comments, let's see. I do need to move the chat box so that I can see it. So you guys take a moment to do that. And some of you are so amazing at social media already. So this is great. Okay. Yes, Instagram. Yes, yes, yes. It is hard to put yourself out there. And if I can just inspire you to think of it in a different way, it's not so much about you putting yourself out there, but having a way for your tribe to find you. If you don't put yourself out there and allow yourself to be found, think of how many people you're not able to help. And that's really what it is, right? We want to be of service and help and connect with others. And that's really what it's about. And I'm not saying you have to post every day, because goodness knows I don't. I mean, we all have lives, right? And so if you're having a hard time doing it, you know, tap on it as we talk. But here's the thing. Yes. So Facebook is great. Yes. With humor and Instagram, I can explain that while you're drawing. And the other thing too is I do like show and tell. So if you can, after you've drawn something, in a few moments, you just hold up your notepad and see if you want to, but you know, it's all voluntary, of course. So, and yes. And so I'm just going through the chat as we, yes, Instagram. So the great thing about these different platforms is that they can suit you based on your personality and your traits. So Instagram is really photos in the moment, but there are so many apps to edit these things. So it doesn't always have to be in the moment. You can take some photos and you can also plan them. Yes, you can plan it out. And I'm going to give you a list of those apps. And yes, there is a handout. So make sure that you go to springenergyevent.com to get the handout for this talk. I've given you some resources. And yes, fear. I used to be very fearful. I used to be worried about trolls and evil people. And where do I post what? And again, just pick one and start there. So you filled in the shape. So now if you would hold up what you've got. Anybody want to share what they've drawn or what they've written? Oh, great. Helen Jacobs, I see you've got something. Great. John D. Oh, nice. Yes, you fill up the frame, girl. Great. Let's see, who else have we got? I got to click on the arrows. All right. I see. Okay, great. So thank you for sharing those. It's not easy to do, but you know what? When you participate in your own learning, you walk away with a lot more. And I know that other teachers in the crowd will agree with me on that. So thank you so much for that. And so you can even buddy up to do this. You don't have to do anything alone. So now, for those of you who did the exercise, congratulations, because now you have one post. Yay, you. So excited for you. Seriously. Oh my gosh, so much fun. And then, so now let me make it even easier for you. You can do a pattern. So for example, you can lay it all out. Maybe one box, you have an anecdote or a compliment from a client. The second one is an industry article or fun quotes or a BTS photo. BTS is behind the scenes. Maybe you're meeting people. Maybe you are showing people what it looks like to sit at your desk or in your chair. And then the rule is about 75 to 80% giving and sharing. And then the other 20, 25% is offering your service, such as your product or a book or something. And I'm going to show you in just a moment what that means. And so you don't have to do anything alone. That's so true. Like, buddy up. In fact, we could even, John D, with her blessing and everything, we could even have a group. We could make a group for this, you know, for this very purpose. Why not do it together? Okay, I tend to have ideas that just roll off the top of my head, and sometimes I implement them, and sometimes they're just ideas for other people to take. So let's take a look at one of our community members here. Peter Stapleton has the formula. Look, she's got the fun dog picture. She's got a behind the scenes. She's got one and a couple of observations, and then she has one cell, right? One cell. She's got her Science Behind Tapping book post. If we don't all own that, I don't know why. But so she's following the 4-to-5-ish rule. See, isn't that easy? I mean, if we don't have pets, we have something cute we can take a picture of, right? I just got a dog, so I'm new into dog ownership and tapping on your animals, right? Okay, so let's take a look at another example. I want to talk to you about Pinterest for a moment. So Pinterest, I mentioned, is underutilized. So when I did a search for EFT tapping, this is what showed up. Just this. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 4, 16. 16 people and boards. And so that means that there is room for everyone. There is room for everyone on Pinterest. Well, there's room for everybody. There's enough for everybody. We all get that, right? And so I was on Pinterest researching for today, and I was astounded that this is it. So, you know, what I did was I immediately created, oh, there I am down there. I created a Pinterest account for EFT Tapping Like a Mother, and you should do this too. And I will say that the leaders actually of Pinterest in terms of EFT tapping go to our very own Jean Montristelli and Alina Frank and Craig Wiener. And that's great. So if they can do it, why can't we? And is Pinterest easy to use? Yes, it's never. I'm just a couple steps ahead of you folks. And so it is similar. It is easy once you get the hang of it. Now, I'm not going to lie. Some of these things there is a slight learning curve. But if we do it together, how hard could it be, right? All right. So the examples, let me just shut this down. So you see EFT tapping training and gene tapping Q&A.com. That's what a Pinterest board or account looks like, rather. And so it's pretty cool. The thing that you have to know about Pinterest, which people don't realize, is that it's like a giant search engine, just like YouTube and Google. That's why it's so powerful. And so Yes, and so to do these things, you don't need much time. Again, there are apps where you can schedule them ahead of time, and that's in the handouts again, so make sure to get a copy of that. So let's go to Twitter. So Jennifer Moore of Empathic Woman and Modern Medicine Lady, she does a great job of posting, and she uses photos to, and so the thing is, when you post something, it's more visible or seen by more people when you have an image. Now, it doesn't have to be a photograph. And maybe, you know, doing the sketches today, maybe you're an artist inside. I know actually some of you are artists. I've seen your work. And that's, yes, exactly. So, and the thing I'd like to point out about Jennifer's work here is something you and me included, need to be mindful of. Is this, you need to pick your colors for your branding. Jennifer's stuff, you know she's coming a mile away because she's got this color combo going on, right? And so that's my question to you all, write this down. What are your two main colors for your business or which represent you? And then you need a third as a supplemental color. So what are your colors? And what are they going to be? So I did some research, and just anecdotally, informally, I looked up some websites of people here in our group today, and there really wasn't branding. There was there are websites with our pictures on them. You need to have colors so when people associate your name with your product and service, oh, she's, I don't remember exactly, but it was blue and green, right? And with Jennifer Moore, we may not remember her name, but oh yeah, the purple, bluey, pink lady, right? And that is branding. It almost just helps you. It does the work for you. And so yes, make it easy for people. It's just it's as though. On that note, making it easy for people, whenever we want something from someone, we need to make it as easy as possible for them to give it to us. So instead of, oh yeah, will you email me? No, it's, you know what, I'm going to email you and I'll follow up with you. Wednesday sound good? Great. So make it easy for people. Exactly. Okay. And then, so yes. All right. So we can ask Jennifer later how much time she spends on that. Okay. So now these are some fun apps. And the reason I don't normally like having texty slides, but here's the thing. I just want to talk about them a little bit. So for design, if you're sitting there thinking, well, I don't know how to do that and I'm not interested in it, that's fine. You can buy templates from creativemarket.com, from Etsy. You can just Google template Twitter or, you know, Instagram. Excuse me. But if you like design, you can use Canva. It's free. Excuse me. And you can use it on your phone and Adobe Spark as well. Now, if you like quotes, I love quotes, but I can't remember them. I go to a quotes website and I can look for whatever I need. Now, some of you are saying, well, how much time does it take? It takes as much time as you want to put into it, really. So you know how when we start saving for something in the beginning, we spend, and it's like, oh, I've got $5 left. But if we turn it around and we say, you know what, I'd like to save $25 this month. You take that $25 and you put it away, and then you let everything else work around it. Well, it's the same thing. Say, you know what, I would like to devote 20 minutes to this tops. Then that's what you put into it. And these schedulers can help you do that. Exactly. So maybe, and this is a great idea too. Some of you are artists and some of you are wordsmiths. So maybe you can come together. Again, if you have no social media handles, and I have to say that again, when I was looking us all up, a lot of us didn't have any social media presence. And so if you do nothing else, go to namecheck.com tonight or tomorrow or sometime by Wednesday, set yourself a deadline, and go and look. For what it does is it checks to see across all of the social media platforms if your desired name and handle is available. So I went to namecheck.com and I looked up Tapping Like a Mother. And I was like, oh my goodness, great, it's available. But in some, it wasn't, right? So yes, inconsistency, it's true. So again, it's what you commit to setting aside. Because wouldn't you love to connect and share your gift with others and be available for them to find you? Because when you start getting into tagging and those sorts of things, and like you're asking your friends and your clients really, and people who are interested in what you have to offer, when you say, oh, would you mind sharing my website or my Instagram with at least two other people? I would really appreciate that. It's through that kind of connecting authentically where you can build a following, a genuine group of people who care about what you're putting out. And I am not about building thousands of followers just to have followers. I'm into authenticity. So I would rather have 10 dedicated people who follow my stuff than 2,000. And you can tell, because if somebody has 3,000 followers and only 4 likes per post, you know that there's something off with those metrics. And so I really am coming from a place of, let's be authentic about it. And you don't have to have a gazillion followers. You just have to have your digital presence. Okay. And so if you're sitting there and you're saying, well, I don't even have a website. Yes. Lucy, can you save that question? Remind me of that question in a moment. So if you're sitting there and you're thinking, I don't have a website, or perhaps you have a website from 1970, you know, 87 or 95, actually. I remember, I think my first website was 1995. Yes. And it was terrible. But it was all HTML. So if you're thinking, well, I need a website, this is true, you do. Or maybe you need an updated one. Then you can go to this website, launchparty.org. It's amazing because they have a 3-day build a website challenge using WordPress. It's free. They're funded by other companies because they want people to start websites and get yourselves out there. So I hope that I've inspired some enthusiasm. So now let's put all that stuff to the side and let's talk about video. Okay. Let's talk about video. And when I say video, I mean YouTube, or Vimeo, or maybe just putting a box. Again, it's just about the box. Putting a box video on your website. Okay, so you only need a couple of things, really, to get started. Let me be clear, to get started. And you all have the one main thing you all need, most likely. And that is a cell phone. All of our cell phones have high definition or even 4K resolution video. And I know this because my phone is like 4 or 5 years old and it has 4K. So if mine is that old, I know yours has it too. So all you need really is a microphone, a lavalier. If you take a look at the picture on the left, the microphone with the wire, that's a lavalier mic. You can clip it onto your shirt. I usually run it under my shirt and then on my collar. Okay. Somebody's saying, okay, so can you guys see my slides? Okay. Okay, great. I wasn't sure. Okay, so you're taking a look at the picture on the left. That's a lavalier mic. Now, maybe some of you have a tripod because you own a camera and you take pictures. Then if you take a look at the picture on the far right, it's a little stand. And I'm going to show you those things in use. Okay, great. Thank you. And so you do want to film in landscape orientation, always. I know that with Instagram TV and Instagram stories, they want you to do vertical. I can't stand vertical, and most people can't either. Yes, exactly. So the next thing you need is light. The thing that's facing me is a big light, so you can see my face clearly. All right, so this is going to be important because when you all submit free, awesome resource videos for International Tapping Month, we'll be able to see your faces and hear your voices. So it's very simple, and I'm going to show you what it looks like. I used both of those things, and this is what my box looks like. So on the left, I was in Central Park because I live very close to it, and I had the little tabletop stand. I put it on a rock. I put my phone on the stand on the rock, and you see I'm wearing the lavalier mic. I ran it from the camera to my scarf. And then if you look to the right, that is me at home with a white backdrop. Now, you don't have to be as techie as I was and get a white or a black backdrop, but I do have the light. And so this is a simple setup that you can do at home. And some of you have nicer living rooms than I do. So use what you've got. Just make sure that whatever's behind you is not distracting. Okay. So now let's go to audio. And audio is exciting to me. Well, you know, I have a podcast, right? And some of us here have podcasts, and maybe you're even thinking about having a podcast, and I say, go for it. And I will share more in depth why that would be. So, okay, audio, whether you are going to create an MP3 for digital product, a meditation, a script, or a podcast, or just having a welcome MP3 on your website, it's so important to have good audio. And what that means is buy a microphone. Buy a lovely, it's a dedicated dynamic microphone. So I will just share with you, I am the founder of the nonprofit Asian American Podcasters Association as well. So this is half Japanese. And I get mistaken for a lot of other things, but I'll just put it out there. And so we give how to start podcast workshops. So if you're interested, I'm giving one on May 1st. It's free, totally free. But anyway, let's talk about audio. You have really all you need. You have a cell phone. So all you would need to do is get a microphone for your cell phone. Isn't that fun? You'll also need, right? And I will say, and I'll go into microphones in just a moment, is that you do need quality audio. In this day and age, there are no exceptions. In this day and age, audio quality, video quality is paramount, and it's so accessible. It's so accessible. It's just having a microphone. And if you can't afford a $60 microphone, rent one, borrow one, wait until you have one. But I would also say that done is better than perfect. If what you've got is what you've got and you want to get started, don't let that stop you. But you know what the goal is to upgrade your audio and your video as soon as possible. So maybe you want to use your laptop. So a lot of us have Macs. And if you have a Mac, then you can use GarageBand or iMovie. They come preloaded on your Mac. If you have PC, you can download some other software that's free, Audacity, for example. But anyway, the main things you need are a microphone. You need a recording device, whether that's your phone or your computer. And you need headphones. Right now, I have earbuds in my head. And then on the lower left, that is a dedicated recorder. And that's what I use. So, okay. So there we go. All right. And then let's go down. Okay. So microphones, if you are thinking of doing MP3s or audio that are separate from your video, then please get a dedicated dynamic cardioid microphone. And if you're going to have guests, then it's best to have one microphone per voice. Okay, and this is going to be in the handout, so you don't have to take notes. But it's really fun. All I'm saying is if you can do it and swing it, do it. Start out of the gate. Okay, so now, again, it's a box, it's your message, and you upload it. So if you take a look, these are EFT podcasts. So that's Jeans on the left, that's mine. And then Alina and Craig, they started a podcast recently. Congratulations, guys. And then the only other current podcast that I was able to find on EFT is The Conscious Entrepreneur with Jen Sincerac. And the rest that are listed on Apple Podcasts directory, which is the main directory, they've pod faded, which means that they are not publishing recent episodes. So there is so much room for everyone. I implore you that if this sounds like fun, then do it. All right. So it's hands-on time. You may be thinking, wow, a video, oof, or audio, oof. So let's remove some of that. So it's hands-on time. We are now going to pick up our pens, pencils, what have you, and we're going to practice an intro, okay? So let me give you the template, whether it's for audio or video. It goes like this, and then we'll take a few seconds and you can jot something down. Hi, I'm Lee. Welcome to EFT Tapping Like a Mother. In today's episode, we are going to talk about how we miss takeout during Corona. We're going to tap on how we miss our delivery people and how I miss my chow mein, and stick around if, you know, dot, dot, dot. So now it's your turn. Come up with your show title, and it could just be your business name. That's fine. But go ahead and practice. Hi, I'm welcome to. In today's video or episode, we're going to talk about So take 10, 15 seconds, and then, because we like show and tell, anybody who wants to share what they've come up with would be great. So take about 15 seconds, 20 seconds maybe. And would anybody like to go? Would anybody like to volunteer an intro? Just raise your hand and unmute yourselves. I can't see everybody. Paula? Greg, was that you? Were you raising your hand? No, okay. No one would like to go? That's cool. You know what? Okay, Greg, let's have it. Oh, you need to unmute yourself.
There we go.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Okay. Hi, I'm Greg Carpenter. Welcome to Connections, Solutions, and Possibilities. Today, we're going to be talking about, or actually tonight, at the power of the transformational power of sound.
That's amazing. And you know what? You've got a great voice, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Right? Let's give it off to Greg. Would anybody else like to go next before we move? Yes. Eileen. Yes. Yes. And just FYI, those who actually participate, it sticks longer. Just putting it out there. Eileen. You got to unmute yourself. Yes.
Hi, I'm Eileen Lichtenstein. Today we're going to do EFT tapping for reframing and releasing fear and frustration during this time, brought to you by Balance and Power.
Nice. And you know what? A wonderful thing that Eileen just did there. And Eileen, is that your company, Balance and Power? Yes. You can sponsor your own show and mention that in your show and in your videos, you know, and that's fantastic. So Greg and Eileen, thank you so much. But here we go. Now we're going to do one more exercise. Here we go. Okay, we did the show and tell. So congratulations, because you know what? For those of you who did it, now you have your video or podcast or whatever audio intro template. So let's do hands-on time now. Now I'm going to lead you through how to say goodbye so you can fill in the content, right? Here we go. All right. So when you have a video or an MP3 or audio in whatever form that is, you want to end with a call to action, a CTA. This is very important. CTA, you'll hear that forever and ever now that I've brought it up if you've never heard it before. And so you want to think for a moment and take time now, just listen. What is your episode or show call to action? What is going to come up next? What are you covering in the next month or two? And how will you sign off? How will you say goodbye? So let me show you what that looks like. As we wrap up this episode, please do follow us at Tappin' Like a Mother. We also have a Facebook fan group for the show at Tappin' Like a Mother. In the next episode, we are going to talk about how we love to wear pajamas and how we're doing Zoom calls in our pajamas and how we, you know, doing laundry. Man, that's rough, right? Thank you so much. Take care, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye. So now, it's your turn. What is your sign-off going to be? Take a moment. You've got maybe 30 seconds. And again, yes. Yes. Let's have some volunteers. And again, of course, it's all, you don't have to do it. But if you do it, I promise you will get more out of it. And why not? Let's do it together, right? We're all here, all 137 of us. It's amazing. And I have a request. Before, at the end of my presentation, I would be so honored if you'd all allow me to do screenshots, and then I can share them with everybody, right? That'll be so much fun, right, John D? So, yes, great. Okay, so I will hush for another 10 seconds, and then please just raise your hand and have a go at it. You know, it may be scary, but hey, look, if you can put yourself out here in front of all of us and we're rooting for you, just think about how powerful it will be when you're on your own video or your own audio. And John D., did you have a comment? You're muted.
Sure. Okay. Well, Charlene Savoy wants to give it a go, and I'll just go ahead while we're busy raising her hand for her, and I'll just say, hey, here's our call to action. If you enjoyed being 202 people strong today, I hope you understand there's a friend in there for you, and that you are going to leave this place with at least one new one, and that's up to you, girl, and I'll see you next time.
That was wonderful. Okay, so, yes, whoever you said, Charlene, I just...
Charlene Savoy.
Yes, please.
Thank you so much for watching my YouTube video. Like I mentioned, feel free to go to www.peacewithinme.ca to sign up for my free seminar. And I hope, as always, that you have a very peaceful day. Bye-bye now.
Yes, that's great. Anyone else? I'm in the home stretch here, so We do have time. All right. So the one thing I would like to mention, yes, John D., did you?
I'm sorry. Eileen was waving wildly, so yes, I was just trying to call your attention.
I can't see everybody. So please, Eileen, go.
Not wildly. And I must say, I've been on so many other podcasts, not my own, that I've had a lot of practice. So it's really good to practice in front of a mirror before you go on, that I find.
Yes.
So a closing could be a call to action. So call me for a free consult and we could talk about your next steps. Next time, see you then, and we'll share some of those next steps and more.
Exactly. And Eileen, I would just recommend that you tell people where to go when you say, call me, right? And you can say down there or up here, right? And then Charlene, if we could get you to do it one more time and remove the www dot stuff, because nowadays that we don't need to say that and we can say more instead of that. So if you would like to try one more time, without the you said three W's or something. So I say that because we want to really make impact with our website. So it would be tappinglikeamother.com or springenergyevent.com. And so if you want to try that again, let me know. And then the other thing is now, because some of you have done this, you have your template for your outro, whether it's video or audio. And so you just did you think you were going to be doing that today when you woke up? So that is so great. Okay, so now let me, so here we go. The thing is, I have all these windows open. So we did show and tell. Thank you all for doing that. And now, let's talk about what could happen. It could happen. You've tried it and you don't like it and you're just ready to move on from social media, video, audio, all of it. Here's the thing. Go ahead and leave from a position of strength that you've tried it and you're like, this really isn't for me. But what I will implore you to do is think of an alternative way to connect and reach others and be able or have a way for others to connect to you. It's perfectly okay. Again, remember the beginning of this, we're like, let's just go with the flow of where we're at, right? Okay, so let's just remember our why. It's to connect. It's to have people, give people a tool that they can send people to you. It's sharing your gift. It's being of service to others. And so those are the reasons why I would really, and email me. Let me know what you've started. I'll follow you. We'll all follow each other. How about that? Let's have a following party. Why not? You know, Tapping Month, and then Tapping Like a Mother. And, you know, feel free to let us know. Maybe we can put a list together and we can follow everybody. Oh, how much fun is that? So in the chat box, I'll be looking at your questions. We have, about a minute left? But really, this fun cartoon, it's really about you sharing yourself. It's not really the ego system. You know, I found this from John Atkinson. He's a cartoonist. But it really, it's really about how I can share myself with you in a way where I don't have to pick up the phone at 4 a.m. And so here we go. Just some final thoughts. Here's what you need to know. It takes time up front, but it's really fun to connect with others, right? So when we're connected, and by the way, I'm a big LinkedIn fan. So if you're on LinkedIn, please connect with me. And you know what? The thing is, it leads to amazing opportunities and collaborations. Like, I bet some of us are going to work together now. It's going to be so much fun. So this is where you can find me. Again, it's in the handout. So please do download the handout. And you'll also get an invitation to sign up for the notification for International EFT Tapping Month. And there, when you sign up, then you will get the details on how to submit things. There's a very specific process for that. But anyway, I hope that this has helped. And if there are other questions, feel free to later on, we can record the chat box and I can answer them later. Thank you so much.